Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter, what's up?
What's up?
6:25, let's get to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Ooh, I had a bunch of those over my vacation.
Yeah, right. Nice. That's good. That's a good thing. Let's get right to it, man. Major League Baseball. I got to clear my throat. Sorry. Last night. Here it is. The Twins beat the Tigers 6-2. The Cubs beating the Cardinals 5-1. And the White Sox were off. White Sox going to be in Pittsburgh tonight 7:05. Milwaukee over in Detroit at 7:10. Cincinnati going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 8:15. Yesterday, NHL, the Lightning beating the Islanders 8-2. Damn. Tampa Bay leads that series 1-0. Tonight, the Stars going to be in Vegas playing the Golden Knights at 8 o'clock. NBA, quick NBA scores last night. Celtics beating the Raptors 111-89. Caught a little bit of that game. It's a pretty good game. Boston leads that series 3-2. The Clippers beating the Nuggets last night, man, 113-107. The Clippers lead that series 2-1. Bucks going to be in Miami playing the Heat tonight, 6:30. Rockets over at Los Angeles playing LeBron. At 9 o'clock, that series is tied 1-1. Real quick, little golf news. Actor Michael O'Keefe, best known for playing the caddy Danny Noonan in the movie Caddyshack, wants to caddy at this year's U.S. Open. That's right. He explains he's ready to take his caddying to the next level.
I love
and
that.
And is interested in worthy of carrying a bag for any professional or amateur in the field at this year's U.S. Open. You know, it's kind of cool. That's kind of funny and kind of neat. Does he really know how to caddy, though? That's because we're talking about professional golf here, bro. This is the U.S. Open. This isn't the Waterbury Open that Happy Gilmore played in. And
Oh, my God. I love it. And I think maybe not for the U.S. Open, but for like a pro-am would be pretty fun. You know, maybe something like that. Yeah. Who knows?
Where you going with those clubs, punk? Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
Oh, sorry. No, let me take these. They're pretty old.
Anyway, here, my grandpa's there.
I'd love to see that happen. Nice, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, some sportsies over the weekend, man. And I got some more for you in the next hour. So stay tuned, man.
Beautiful. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 7:24, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Yeah. Ace. I got to get those all in. I went a whole week without saying that. So
Yeah.
Anyway, it is time for your sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Hunter, what do you got for us?
All right, so last hour I did a lot of scores. You know, your NBA scores, NHL, Major League Baseball. You got those last hour. We're gonna talk some stories this hour, man. Tennis, dude, I wanted to get to this. This is great. Or is it great? I think it's great.
Excited. I'm waiting with bated breath. What is it?
This is what it reads. It seems like number one ranked tennis player Novak Djokovic, he's gone off the rails. While playing a match in the U.S. Open, Djokovic threw a temper tantrum and smacked the ball behind him. Unfortunately, it hit a line judge in the throat. The line judge collapsed, then recovered, but Djokovic was ejected, disqualified from the tournament. Wow. So here's the thing. The way they word this is like he was like, ah, hey, he smacked it and hit him real hard in the throat. So this lady was a line judge lady. Okay. I watched the video and you know what? I'm sorry. She definitely flopped. She was flopping around and he ran over there right away and was apologizing. He didn't do it on purpose, you know, and dude, she was just flopping and rolling around. And it's just like, ugh. So they make it sound like he's the bad guy in the situation, but I don't know. I don't know. From the video, and to me, it looks like you were flopping for some reason.
You're overselling. You know what? You got hit in the throat by a rich athlete at a very rich event. You saw a dollar sign, so you're like, all right, let's ham it up real good. Let's ham it up real nice.
She's over there. And then, yeah, got hit in the throat. You know that noise when you, Started ever, rolling around.
Have you ever been hit in the throat with anything? It's the worst.
Oh, dude.
It's the worst.
We were paintballing over the weekend, dude. I got hit in the throat with a paintball. Oh, not this weekend, but dude.
Yeah. It'll get you.
Adam's apple. So yeah, there you go. We got line judges flopping around. That video is online. You can check that out.
I might need to go search that out because it's next to nut shots and head shots, a good throat shot is always funny. Yeah, so.
It's fun to watch. Fun to watch.
That dude busted his windpipe. What an idiot!
Moving on. More drama. Speaking of ejections, Major League Baseball umpire Joe West taking a bunch of heat for ejecting the general manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo, from a game for not wearing a mask. It was a weird decision. Yeah, for Shizzo. Rizzo, what up? It was a weird decision because Rizzo was sitting by himself in his upper deck suite. And because Joe West has been known to wear a mask himself that doesn't even cover his nose. So, like, he's already kind of in the hole there. But, yeah, what? He's over by himself. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Get out of here, you!
Yeah. And then moving on, we talked about this last hour. Golf actor Michael O'Keefe, best known for playing caddy Danny Noonan in the movie Caddyshack. He wants to caddy in this year's U.S. Open. He explained that he's ready to take on the caddy and caddy into the next level. He's interested and worthy of carrying a bag for any professional amateur in the field in this year's U.S. Open.
I think it'd be great. I think, I mean, again, maybe not for the golfer that he's golfing with, but I don't know. It's hard to say.
Here's the thing. Then you got to get the bum from Happy Gilmore. He's got to be out there too then.
Yeah. Oh, I would. Oh, that's even better. That's even better.
In the lake taking a bath.
Hey, you got to get clean before the big tournament. Come on now.
It's because you only got one shoe on.
Oh, yeah. Downhill and slightly left. Nice.
That's it, man. That's what I got for you this hour.
That was good. You got an amateur golf caddy and a shot to the neck. You can't beat that. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.